Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Buffalo Means Business. It's a pleasure for me to be here. I'm pinch hitting for Randy Bushover this week, Brenda Alacy on board, and as always, we'll be talking to some of the movers and shakers in the Western New York community. And it's a pleasure to welcome back to Buffalo Means Business, John Simperman. And John is the founder and the man behind all of the details at Borderland, which is a festival not only with music, but lifestyle and artisans and food, and just a tremendous two-day event that's coming up. Before you know it, September 21st and 22nd at Knox Farm State Park. Good evening, John. Welcome.
Hey, Brenda. Great to see you, and thanks for having me on.
Oh, my gosh. And here it is, year number two already, John, and it must be a whirlwind for you to think that you've got year number one of Borderland in the books and now year number two. So, for folks who are uninitiated in this fabulous two-day event that you've put together, how would you describe what it is?
You know, Borderland is a festival, music, arts, crafts, that really showcases the best of our region. And, you know, Buffalo is a great place to live. It's a great place to work. There's so many great things, from artists to music to food to beer. It all comes together for 2 days at Knox Park.
And it's more than just making beautiful music in a lovely setting. There's so many other components to this. So when you talk about artisans, what are you referring to specifically?
Well, you know, we have 20 local regional artisans on site doing live art exhibitions during the festival. So we have coppersmiths, we have pottery makers, we have graffiti artists, blacksmiths, boat builders. You know, it's so funny you bring that up because people really are attracted to the festival at first for the music, right? The headliners, but they're blown away by the experience that surrounds it. So we really focus on an immersive experience, and there's so much creative talent in the Buffalo Niagara region, and we're really fortunate to have them on the grounds during the festival.
And part of that talent involves food. So I know that you're going to have a lot of Western New Yorkers who are really making a name for themselves in the cuisine world. And, you know, John, you and I talk a lot about how Buffalo is a wonderful place to be, the renaissance that's happened over the past several years. And a big part of that, I think, is the food scene.
Yeah.
So how are you incorporating food into this two-day event?
You know, this, you know, our food offerings we're describing as culinary experiences. And, you know, it's not, it's really showcasing the real creativity of the food scene here in Buffalo. So, you know, just to name a few of the names, but Allen Burger Ventures is they do some, you know, crazy things with their burgers, which they'll be doing on site. We're fortunate this year to have Masciutto Chow's.
On site, it's just
they're going to be, you know, it's their first festival that they're going to be hopefully feeding 20,000 people. But we're really thrilled to have them on board. A great restaurant partner, Winfield's Pub, is also joining us.
Terrific spot in Lackawanna.
Yeah. And everybody, you know, here's the thing about a music festival. For those of you who aren't aware of music festivals, I mean, most of our fans are showing up at noon. 11 a.m. is when doors open. So, you know, they're having two, sometimes three meals on site.
Right, yeah.
So we really wanted to provide some great diversity in the food offerings. And yes, there will be vegan options. There'll be organic options. And, you know, there'll also be some hearty options as well.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds like you have so much cover, John. But big picture, when we talk about Borderland, you call it a festival beyond boundaries. And let's face it, we're close to Canada, and it's such a rich region. You can pull from all over New York State, certainly northwestern PA. It isn't just Canadians on the border.
Right.
Did you find last year that you had people come in from all over for this festival?
We did. I mean, it's a great question. We had 30% of the ticket buyers for last year's festival were not from Buffalo.
And how did they find out about it? There are folks who would just look for these types of events?
Yeah, there's a festival national crowd out there that loves festivals. Most of them are millennials, and they love to travel. This is their entertainment. And also, each of these bands has huge followings. You know, there's, you know, so last year we had John Oates and the Revivalists. You know, they had fans from across the country that came to the festival. And this year, obviously, with Government Mule and Shaky Graves and great band Green Sky Bluegrass, their fans travel. So what's great for us here in Buffalo is they have a chance to come to Buffalo because of the festival. And it opens their eyes up to all the great assets of our region.
Yes. What a win-win that is for everybody.
And hopefully, hey, maybe a few of them will stick around and stay and live
course.
Here.
I mean,
that's
a
good thing.
There's a real push right now to bring people to Buffalo.
Yeah.
And I give you so much credit, John, you and your colleagues who organized this event. It's not an easy thing to pull together, but what great exposure for this area to see this beautiful farm in East Aurora,
right.
Bring in this world-class entertainment, show the local work and craftsmen that we have. What's it like in terms of bringing in some big names? Like you mentioned a couple of the groups, Mavis Staples is a favorite of
Hall
mine.
Hall of Famer.
Yes, yes, and been around the block a few times. When you are setting this up with your colleagues, is it difficult to sell them, or now that you have one in the books, is it easier now?
Yeah, you know, a couple of things. I have a great co-founder and partner in this festival, Jennifer Brazil. Jennifer came from the music industry, so she brought some credibility with her. And the fact that we put on what was a first-class event last September, really gave us even more credibility in the music space. So, and the other thing, Brett, is we actually had, you know, another extra 3-4 months to book the bands this year. So timing's also part of it as well. So,
So
reputation, timing, you know, and a lot of my partner Jennifer's expertise, that all came together this year to really create. I mean, there's fans across the country that are looking at our website saying, you know, how did this festival in Buffalo get all these great acts on one bill?
So
we did it. And fans are excited, and I know the talent's excited to experience Knox as well.
It's September 21st and 22nd, but you can come for one day or both days, right?
Yeah.
There's no nothing that says you have to do both.
No, it's funny though. You know, probably right now 60% of the ticket buyers are buying the 2-day ticket. They're coming to experience all of it. But yes, you can also buy just a Saturday ticket or a Sunday ticket. And, you know, what I would recommend is fans come early, because there's some of these bands they may not be aware of, but trust me, you'll be blown away after you experience some of these bands.
And John, I can't stress enough how family friendly this event is. So it's not unusual for you to see a young family or moms and their daughters or moms and their younger children or couples and entire families, because quite simply, there's something for everybody to do there.
There is. It's, you know, our demographic is a family reunion.
I
know,
love that.
And what I mean by that is, you know, music is something that generations can share, you know, and my kids are in their 20s and we share music, and a music festival is a great opportunity because, you know, my daughter or my son can introduce me to Shaky Graves, and I can have them experience Mavis Staples. So it's cross-generational. And I also want to emphasize to you, too, that, you know, part of it is we offer kids tickets 10 and under are free. And that brings the young families out. And it also creates a great environment because, you know, it's a real family-friendly environment. So if you're a young family and you want to introduce your kids to a great environment, you know, and what a beautiful place, right? Knox Park.
And something so different too, John, that you could bring your kids. I mean, we're always looking for different things to do to soak up those, you know, very precious summer months that we have here in Buffalo. And for you to have an opportunity to bring kids 10 and under in for free is just a tremendous asset.
Yeah.
You partnered with Fisher Price on this, right?
Yeah, they've been, you know, not only East Aurora's, but Buffalo's hometown toy company. So they've stepped up this year, helped support the kids' free ticket. And they've also, they're going to be curating this whole play zone. So a place for families to, you know, experience other things in the festival and try a new you know, instrument or do some arts and crafts. So, yeah, it's going to be great having Fisher-Price integrated into the creativity of the festival as
How
well.
How nice. This is called the Playland area that you're referring to. And kids can entertain themselves and learn something at the same time, probably without even realizing it, right?
Oh, it's good. We have what we call a musical instrument petting zoo. So it's a chance for a kid to pick up a guitar or to pick up a banjo and have a chance to, you know, introduce themselves to a new instrument.
Can a big kid like me do it?
Absolutely.
Okay, I love that idea.
We are wide open to that.
This is such a wonderful combination, John, of music, of culture, of craftsmanship, of food, as we mentioned. And also, if you want to have a beer or a Bloody Mary, there will be some alcohol on the premises,
right? Oh, yeah.
Right?
You know, so, you know, and this is, you know, we have 8 craft breweries on site. And you know, the craft beer industry, as well as the craft spirits industry, has really blossomed here in Western New York in the last 3-4 years, and we're proud to be highlighting local breweries and local distilleries on the ground. So again, one more way to showcase the cool things that are being created and built here in Buffalo.
So many great things, and a nod to local music as well, because you've included so many local bands to have an opportunity to perform at Borderland.
Yeah, we have 3 stages on site, and music's going on always on at least 2 of those stages. And our Homespun stage features only local bands, which is great. So it's a chance for a band like Folk Faces, who has a really cool following here in Buffalo, to share a festival with Government Mule, you know, and hopefully in 10 years, Folk Faces is headlining a festival, right? So it's and there's great talent, and it's we're really proud to have, you know, 20-30% of our acts are here from the region.
Just as we wrap up, John, how can people get tickets and learn more information about Borderland?
Everything one needs to know is on borderlandfestival.com. Check it out. Check out the bands. Check out the food. Check out the craft beer. And, you know, if you don't think you're a music festival person, I would really encourage you to come to the festival, because after the festival, you will be a music festival person.
It sounds like a wonderful invitation to me. Something for everybody. September 21st and 22nd, rain or shine, right?
Rain or shine. And the weather's going to be beautiful. But if it's not, the show is going to go on, and it's going to be just as much fun.
BorderlandFestival.com. Kudos to you, John, and your team for bringing this to Western New York and reinforcing one of the great assets of living in this area. Thank you so much for coming in this evening.
Thank you. We'll see you out at the festival.
We'll be back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.